The control group contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
In the field of psychiatric medicine, it was an exciting time. A time of innovation and discovery. A time when mental health institutions struggled to redefine themselves, to become something more than repositories of the sick. Unorthodox methods and aggressive therapies were not only permitted, but encouraged. This is a record of that time. This is the control group.
Yes.
Dr. Hayes, I have Karen for you.
Show her in, please. Hello, Karen. Have a seat. Please. I was wondering if I could ask your assistance for a little project of mine.
Sure.
Good. That'll be all, Virdry. I'll call you if I need you.
Very good, Doctor.
Through a generous donation from a private research group, we've got a new audio tape recording system to help with our therapies. And, well, we want to record certain positive reinforcements for the residents to listen to, and I thought, who better to offer these encouragements than one of the patients? I've prepared a little script, so with your cooperation, No need to. They're just words, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Wonderful. Yeah, and the microphone's right there on the desk. If you'll just lean down a little closer. Yeah. A little closer. Yes. Put your script down so you won't shuffle the paper. Yeah, that's it. That's it. We'll begin when you're ready.
Ready.
This is Karen Myers, Wednesday, October 4th, take one. And...
If I am ever to get better, I must cooperate with Dr. Hayes.
Go on.
I can trust Dr. Hayes. Only when I am healthy again will I be released. And only by fully cooperating with Dr. Hayes can I ever hope to become well again. I have no secrets. There is nothing I cannot tell Dr. Hayes. How's that?
Let's go again. Let's have a little more feeling. Can we do that?
Sure. If I am ever to get better, I must cooperate with Dr. Hayes. I can trust Dr. Hayes. Only when I'm fully healthy again will I be released, and only by fully cooperating with Dr. Hayes.
What's wrong? Why'd you stop?
It took me a moment to really hear the words and understand. Can I try it one more time?
Sure, of course.
Okay. If I am ever to get better again, I must cooperate with Dr. Hayes. I can trust Dr. Hayes. Only when I'm absolutely healthy again will I be released. And only by fully cooperating with Dr. Hayes can I ever hope to become well again. I have no secrets. There is nothing I cannot tell Dr. Hayes.
Yes. That was... You make it sound as though you really mean it, Karen.
It just occurred to me, as I was saying it, what alternative do I have but to try to cooperate?
Exactly.
But just try to understand that for reasons that I can't explain, there are certain boundaries that I cannot cross.
Yes, well, we'll see about that.
Eyewitness News at noon, 6 and 11. Weekdays on WEAL-TV, Channel 12.
Now, when I was a single girl, there was nothing I wanted more than to get married, settle down in a little nest, and decorate it with all the wonderful colors and little flourishes that make a home warm and bright. I'm Helen Huntley, and this is Woman's World.
It's time for Woman's World with Helen Huntley. Brought to you by Ultra Cleansing Cream. When clean enough isn't clean enough, trust Ultra Cleansing Cream to give your world the sparkle it deserves. Ultra Cleansing Cream. And now, here's our hostess, Miss Helen Huntley.
A happy Thursday, everyone. Now, I know you'll be just as excited as I am to meet today's guest. Now, for Amanda St. Clair, creating a home that is comfortable and inviting is not just a dream, it's also a full-time job. She's an interior decorator for Shelby's Home Furnishings right here in New Canaan, and she's my very special guest today. She has so much to show us about the latest trends in color coordination and decorative fabrics. I just can't wait. Now, before that, though, we're going to open the mailbag and hear from some of our viewers out there. Oh, but also, today is Charity Day, so we'll have a very special visit from a delightful young man.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, don't let the wheel catch on the threshold
here. Yes, ma'am.
Here, I'll get the door. Oh, thank you, Karen. Try not to jostle it. It's a delicate piece of equipment.
I got it.
Let's roll it into the sleep room.
Yes, ma'am.
That would be great.
You want to go back to whatever it was you were doing?
Oh, thank you, Graf.
I'll put it in the sleep room.
I appreciate it.
Morning, girls.
Morning.
What have we got going on here?
Oh, puzzle.
What's that, Irene?
It's a jigsaw puzzle.
Jesus Christ, I can see it's a jigsaw puzzle.
It's Versailles landscape.
Boy, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Must be 1,000 pieces there.
More.
What's it going to be?
Versailles, I think.
Well, it sure will be a pretty one. Good luck with that.
You can help if you want. You want to sit down?
Is that right?
There's lots of pieces.
Well, we have talked to Indians too.
Graf, put it back.
What?
I saw what you did. Put it back.
Mind your own business.
You took one of the puzzle pieces and put it in your pocket. That's not funny. Now put it back.
No, it's not funny now. The look on their faces when they see their puzzle, all 999 pieces of it, that'll be funny.
I'm telling Miss Verdry, you're not even supposed to be here
today.
Now
just hold your horses for a minute, Charlotte.
Let go of my arm, you're hurting me.
Just the last
Hell, I didn't mean no harm. It was just a joke. Here, take the puzzle piece. Okay?
It's not ECT day today. You're not even supposed to be here, Grath.
Well, I wouldn't. But Verdry asked me to come down and help. You're looking nice today, Charlotte. All rosy. Pink.
I'm telling Miss Verdry.
Oh, come on. Listen, Charlotte, you got me all wrong. If you just take the time to get to know me, you'd see we got a lot in common. You and me.
You and I?
We just got to get to know each other.
Really?
Well, unless I'm misreading the little hints you've been dropping. Looks you've been giving me.
No, Grath. You couldn't be more wrong.
Give me a chance.
I'm a married woman, Grath.
Is that a fact?
Yes, it is.
And where's your wedding ring? I'd say that maybe there's a party.
You know we're not supposed to wear jewelry or articles of value.
Without that ring on, technically, you're single.
Leave me alone, Grath. Okay? Please.
Come on, sweet thing. You only
I'm
have
serious. Would you please not talk to me like that? Okay. It makes me it just is not right.
Jeez, I wasn't trying.
Oh, yes, you were. You know you were. Your friends are going to be jealous. Will you share your I don't mean to be rude. I'm sorry. But really, you should be talking to someone like Karen. She knows how to. She's more of the kind of girl you'd be interested in, anyway.
Where is Karen anyway?
She was right here. I just saw her.
I know. I held the gate open when I brought her.
Karen?
Miss Verdry.
What is it, Grath? Wait, why are you still on the ward?
I think we got a rabbit on our hands.
What? Who is
Karen?
I don't see anyone. Is Karen? Karen? Charlotte, will you check the washroom for me? Grath, please look and see that the dormitory is locked and empty.
Yes, ma'am.
Karen Myers, come to the nurse's station, please. Karen, to the nurse's station.
She's not in the lavatory, Miss Verdry.
Yeah, Barb, call security and keep your eyes peeled. One of our patients has slipped out. We think. We're not sure.
What's going on?
Yeah, Karen may have gotten out. Karen Myers. She's small, thin, dark hair, pale complexion. Yes, just now. Maybe 3 minutes ago. I know. I know. But she's clever and eager to leave. Sure. Sure. Thanks, Barb.
Door's locked tight.
Thank you, Grant.
She can't be far. No way she made it to the entrance gate already. So if they lock it down like they should, she'll be trapped inside
the
campus.
All right, everyone. We'll see what security says, and then we'll make a clean sweep of the ward.
I can get her for you.
You know, I think it's best if we let security handle this.
If it's all the same, I'll go out looking for her.
Grath, don't.
You want my help or don't you?
Nothing at all, huh? And they come through the operations building. The garage? I know. I'm just throwing out ideas, hoping this is someplace we've overlooked. Who's that? Is that her?
No,
Lord help us. Yeah. Call me when you have her. I'll be here. Yes, I know she's a forensic. I also know she shouldn't be here. It was the state's bright idea to put a possible murderer in our ward. It wasn't mine. Yeah. Goodbye. Graf, anything?
Nothing.
Graf, please put the plunger back into the washroom and go back upstairs to see Ward. Call you if there are any new developments.
Nobody has any idea where she might be?
No. We've tried everything.
The greenhouse.
What's that?
A while back, I told Karen about the greenhouse. It would be a great place to hide.
The greenhouse?
Dr. Hayes, I think...
Don't bother him with your silly hunches. I'm sure she'd never go up there, but just to make sure, I think I'll run up there and have a look around. Just keep quiet about all this.
She could be dangerous.
I think I can handle it.
Heading out.
Into town. And a bus ticket. To wherever it is you're from. Or wherever the hell it is you want to
go. Gotcha. Oh.
Dead end. So, unless you can sprout wings and fly through the open roof, I suggest you come quietly. Let me take you back.
Okay. Okay.
What do you say? Come on now.
Okay, I'll go.
There you are. Come on now.
What? Ow! Ow, what are you doing? Stop it! Stop! Stop, please stop! Out
of... Run, Sal!
You're killing me! Stop, please! Help!
Can you hear me?
Somebody, please help!
You submit?
Submit!
You shut your mouth and submit? All right.
So it's just you and me right now. And the moonlight, of course. All alone. So I'm gonna give you two options. And I think you know what those are. Do you want... option number one? Or option number two?
What's it gonna be?
Ow! For Christ's sake, what are you... I'm bleeding, you little...
So now you have two choices. Come after me again with that plunger, and I'll cut you again. Only this time, it'll be your throat. Or you can run home to Daddy, like a whimpering dog. try it. I'll cut you wide open. Shit!
It came from the greenhouse.
Next time, save the speech so we can get down to it.
Whenever you're ready, Lord.
There's someone up there.
Watch out! She's dangerous! Remember this. The next time Hayes puts you under, I'll be there.
They're here. I see them.
She got the hell out of my face. You better draw your weapons.
Grath, is that her?
I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me, okay? I'm coming. I'm coming out.
See you in your dreams, tough girl.
Dr. Hayes, I have Mr. Summerhill on one.
Thanks, Barb. Hayes here.
Heard you had a little trouble down there last night, Hayes. Everything okay?
You did? How?
Oh, you know. We like to keep an eye on our different projects. To protect our investment, you might say.
Everything's fine. We had a patient try to escape, but she didn't get far.
Was it our criminal case?
That's right.
Should we be concerned?
No, but really, this ward was not intended to house forensic cases. We're a hospital, not a prison, and we're shorthanded as it is.
Would it be helpful to you if you could hire some more additional staff?
Definitely.
Since you're now juggling projects on our behalf, it only makes sense that we should contribute.
Would that be possible?
Oh, anything's possible, Dr. Hayes. Look into it. Let us know the cost.
Okay. I'll get right on it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right, Virgie. Come in.
Happy to help.
Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
You look happy. Good news?
May have gotten funding approval to hire additional staff.
Well, that is good news.
Yes, it is. So, how's Karen?
Badly bruised, but nothing broken. Some cuts from the glass at the greenhouse.
Yeah, she must have resisted Grath.
Well, she may have. We'll just have to watch both of them more carefully.
Actually, I have a solution. For the time being. Since we've recorded her psychic driving tape, I want to put her under. Put her in the sleep room. Right after today's ECT.
Okay, very well.
And on that note, Charlotte.
Yes, sir?
Well, apparently she's the one who told Grath where to find Karen.
Really?
Yes, she's very perceptive. I mean, she's very aware of her changing status within the ward. Healthy amount of jealousy and rivalry toward Karen.
Not sure how healthy, but I agree.
I would call her behavior stable and consistent. Would you agree?
I would.
Pretty soon we'll have an extra nurse on the ward and won't have to rely on Charlotte as our trustee. I'm thinking we should excuse Charlotte from ECT today and start preparations to reintroduce her to the world.
Oh, she'll be very excited to hear that.
Yeah, I think she will. But don't say anything to her just
no.
yet.
TV of course.
Now concludes its broadcast day. Serving New Canaan, Eden County, and surrounding communities, WEAL is transmitting on Channel 12 by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. Join us tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. as we resume our regularly scheduled programming. Good night.
Control Group is a production of How Stuff Works. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gall.